Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, America is walking on the dark side. America is walking on the dark side. I don't know about you today, but people in America seem to love darkness. People in America seem to love darkness. They love to walk on the dark side of things. They love to walk on the dark side of life. Did you know today that technology is not here to help us anymore? Technology is here. It has become dark. Technology is here to control you. Technology is here to oppress you. Technology is here today to take away your freedoms. Yes, we are literally walking on the dark side of things. Our government institutions today are walking on the dark side. Our school systems today are walking on the dark side. Come on, somebody. Our non-for-profit organizations are walking on the dark side. Our churches are now walking on the dark side. People today, everywhere you look, everywhere you turn, they're walking on the dark side. Come on, somebody. When I go to Walmart, I feel like this is such an evil organization that I'm literally walking in darkness. Every time I walk through the checkout scanners, the way people look at me, just you can see it in their eyes that people are literally going into the dark side. I don't know about today when you sit in a church. When you're literally sitting in church, you can feel it's cold. It's not warm anymore. It's because we are walking on the dark side. You know, the truth of the matter is, those of you that have walked on the dark side and have seen darkness, you know that is not a place to be. That is not a place where you want to be. That's not a place where I want to be. That's not a place where I want to see my country be. But the truth of the matter is, America is walking on the dark side. Are you walking on the dark side of life today? Are you walking on the dark side of life today? I'm here to tell you that you don't have to walk on the dark side. You can stand alone. You can stand up for truth. You can stand up for what's real. You can stand up for what's right, even though it's not popular. See, the majority of the people today are walking on the dark side. We are walking on the dark side at such a fast rate. At such a fast rate. You know, the Bible is very clear. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Don't become partners with those who reject God. How can you make a partnership out of right and wrong? That's not partnership. That's war. Is light best friends with dark? The truth of the matter is, God created darkness, then He created light, and He separated the two. The truth of the matter is, you have been following darkness. You have been walking on the dark side of life. Why are you walking on the dark side of life? I don't know about you, but the truth of the matter is, light and dark does not intermingle. Light and dark does not intermingle. The Bible says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. Okay, that's just a part of it. Do not be yoked today with the evil of society. Why do you got to be yoked with them? Why can't you stand up today, use your First Amendment rights, and speak truth? Speak truth. And the truth of the matter is, we are walking on the dark side. America is choosing the dark side. America was choosing to live in the light. We were originally a Christian nation, and we were choosing to live in the light, but we have chosen to walk on the dark side. We have followed evil, greed, lust. Come on, somebody. And the biggest problem today is the media. The biggest problem today is our televisions that we watch. Come on, somebody. The music that we listen to. Come on, somebody. We are being bombarded by materialism. And every time our major corporations are doing business with the devil, come on, somebody, the dragon, China, and more as we see the economy downgrade, more and more as we become more bankrupt, come on, somebody, you can see the devil, you can see we are going on the dark side. America is literally going on the dark side. 2 Corinthians 6:16 says it like this: who would think of setting up pagan idols in God's holy temple? But that is exactly what we are. Each of us is a temple in whom God lives. God Himself put it in this way: I'll live in them, move into them, I'll be their God, and they'll be my people. And this is in the Message. And the truth of the matter is today, as a Christian, you should not follow the world's desires. But the truth of the matter is, when I go by churches today, the first thing that I see is I don't see a cross on the church, number one. But the second thing I've noticed in churches today is how fancy the cars are in the parking lot. Have you ever looked and seen how fancy cars are in the parking lot today? And then I wonder, the churches, the many churches being built. You see, we live in such a materialistic society today that we have literally drowned out Jesus. But you know, to be a follower of Jesus is means that we cannot be yoked with the world. We cannot be yoked whatsoever with the world. Come on, somebody. The Bible says it like this. On what fellowship can light have with darkness? 2 Corinthians. What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? Now, Belial is said to be a mighty and powerful king over 50 legions of demons. And he's supposed to be the higher up after Lucifer. So he's a king under the army of Lucifer. And he appears as two beautiful angels sitting in the chariot of fire. His purpose in the Goetia is to make and mage popularly known, possibly getting them titles. So he is a demon. And this is what the Bible says. It says, what harmony does Christ have with the devil? You see, right now the world is turning to Satan. We are walking on the dark side. How many of you addicts today that have taken drugs and you've been an addict and you've been in drugs and you've known the dark side and you've been healed from that? You know the dark side is not a place you want to go. That's not a place that I want to go. We do not want to live on the dark side of things. No. But the truth of the matter is you today are going to the dark side. You, church, are going to the dark side. You, pastor, are going to the dark side because you are following the world and the world's ways. You know, Romans 12:2 it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. But the truth of the matter is you love the world. The truth of the matter is you want the next nicest car. You want to go on the next biggest vacation. Come on, somebody. You're the one that wants the next nice suit. You want to look just like the world. And let's look around. Is there any difference today with the church and the world? No. The truth of the matter is we have become one global religion. One world religion. And this is moving into the Antichrist. The one world religion is moving to the Antichrist. Come on, somebody. Technology today is moving to the dark side. But technology today, or the Matrix, is only going to take you into this global system, this cashless society, and this is where we're moving, into the dark side. I don't know about you today, but we are moving into a dark side at a very, very fast pace. I'm a little bit worried today, and you should be a little bit worried today. America is moving into a dark side, an evil side. But you know, much less should we join in religious communion with them. We must not join with them in their idolatrous service, nor concur with them in their false worship, nor any abominations. We must not confound together in the tables of the Lord and the tables of the devils, the house of God and the house of Rimmon. The apostle gives several good reasons against this corrupt mixture. It is a very great absurdity, 2 Corinthians 6:14-15. It is unequal yoking of things together that will not agree together. As bad as for the Jews to have plunged with an ox and an ass, or to have sown divers sort of grain intermixed. What an absurdity it is to think joining righteousness with unrighteousness, or mingling light with darkness, fire and water together. Believers are and should be righteous, but unbelievers are unrighteous. Believers are made light in the Lord, but unbelievers are in darkness. And what comfortable communion can these have together? Christ and Belial are contrary one to another. They have opposed interests and designs, so that it is impossible there should be any concord or agreement between them. It is absurd, therefore, to think of enlisting under both. And if the believer has part with the infidel, he does what is him. He lies to bring Christ and Belial together. It is a dishonor to the Christian profession. 2 Corinthians 6:16. You know, the truth of the matter today, that we are trying to bring Jesus and the devil together. When we bring Jesus and the devil together, what we are literally becoming a society like China. You know, you want to do business with China? You want to mess with the demons of China? Then the demons are going to come right back unto you. You want to mess with the demons of the Middle East? The demons are going to come right back on you. You want to cast out demons, but you're never called to cast out demons. You want to exorcise evil, and so these evil spirits are coming right back in the United States of America. But the truth of the matter is we are becoming a police state. We are becoming a police state. We are now, there's no such thing as right and wrong, good or evil. No, there's not such a thing as that anymore. See, we aren't supposed to have good and evil. We are into this global mindset. I see Jesus taken down from the church. I see Jesus taken down from the cross. I see Jesus out of everything and more and more and more. Yes, We are moving on to the dark side. You are moving into the dark side. I don't know if you want to believe this or not, but you are moving into the dark side. Get ready. Prepare yourself. Because the darkness of this world is coming at a fast rate. You are moving into the dark side. I do not know how else to tell you, except you are moving into the dark side, and you are moving at a fast rate. Get ready. Get ready. We see evil in video games. Evil in our schools. Come on, somebody. We see evil in our technology. Oh my gosh. We are moving into the dark side. America is going into the dark side. And the rest of the world. You know, not only did the New Testament tell us about intermixing. You don't intermix water and fire. You don't intermix with light and dark. You can't intermix the devil and Jesus. You don't intermix them. But somehow we love the devil and we love Jesus. You can't intermix the two. Leviticus 19:19 in the Old Testament, the Israelites said, "You are to keep my statutes. You shall not breed together two kinds of cattle. You shall not sow your field with two kinds of seeds, nor wear a garment upon you of two kinds of materials mixed together." You know, there's only one way in God's way, and that way is Jesus Christ. John 14:6 says, "I am the truth, I am the way, and I am the life." Jesus said that. Jesus said that. "I am the truth, I am the way, and I am the life." But no, you guys don't want the truth. America wants to walk in the dark side. They don't want the truth today. The truth. They don't want the truth. Deuteronomy 22:10 says, "You shall not plow with an ox and a donkey together." You cannot plow with them both. There was a one way set for the Israelites. There is one way set for God's people. You can't just bury your head in the sand and pretend nothing's going on around you. No. Those days are gone. You have to make a choice now. We are coming in a society, you have to make a choice. You have to make a choice on what side you want to be on. Do you want to go into the dark side, or do you want to stand up for the light? This is the time that we are in today. This is the time. I'm standing for the light. And that light is Jesus is sovereign. That light is this country is sovereign. We live in a sovereign nation. We stood alone. We have the beacon of light. We have held the beacon of freedom. It is this time that you need to decide what side of history you want to be on. I don't know about you today, but I'm here to tell you that you can't mix both. A lot of you have been using the church for political gain. A lot of you have been hiding behind religion. Come on, somebody. But your heart's been wicked. A lot of you act good. Remember that Satan comes as a sheep. He looks good before men. A lot of you have looked good before your community. You've done all the right things. But the truth of the matter is this. You can't intermix darkness anymore. God ain't going to allow you intermix. You're going to have to decide, are you going to follow Christ or Belial? Are you going to follow Christ or Lucifer? This is what you have to decide in your heart and in your soul and in your mind. Deuteronomy 7:3 says, "Furthermore, you shall not intermarry with them. You shall not give your daughters to their sons, nor shall you take their daughters to your sons." The Bible is very clear in 2 Corinthians 6:14 that we should not be intermarried. We should not be yoked with unbelievers. If you're a Christian today, I hope that you're not marrying a Mormon. If you're a Christian today, I hope that you're not marrying a Jehovah's Witness. And I hope that you're not Marin and occultist. So the truth of the matter is, you need to be connected spiritually, but it goes beyond being connected with believers. It's also, are you marrying yourself with the world today? Are you marrying yourself with the world today? Come on, somebody. You know more about what's going on television today than you do the Bible. You spend more time in front of the TV than you do the Bible because you're married to the world. You're married to the world's pleasures. You're married to the world's greed. You're married to the world. You want to please people. Yes, the truth of the matter is you are married to the world. 2 Corinthians 6:16 says, "Oh, what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. Just as God said, I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." We see in the Old Testament when Israel started resurrecting temples, God destroyed them. And I'm here to tell you today, God is about to destroy us. Because we have chosen to walk on the dark side. Why do you want to walk on the dark side? Come on, somebody. You are walking on the dark side right now. Those of you that have tuned in, you have walked on the dark side. We need to carry the banner of light. We need to stand up. Is any one of us perfect? No. We have all partaken on the dark side. But it's time, America, that we seek truth. It's time that we seek the light. And it is time that we stop walking on the dark side. We must not intermix darkness with light anymore. We must stand up for Jesus. We must stand up to the one and only who gave us this freedom. We must look back and see our founding fathers. We must study the history of the heart that men that made this country so great. We must never sell our soul out to globalism. Stay sovereign for Jesus and Jesus alone. Come on, somebody. If you don't have a picture of Jesus, put him on your house. Symbolism is very important. We are surrounded by symbolism everywhere we go. But I'm here to tell you today that America is walking on the dark side. I'm telling you today that you are walking on the dark side. Come on, somebody. We must not walk on the dark side. The churches today have become so evil. They have pushed good men and women over the edge. They have thrown their church at your face, and they have not thrown Jesus at you. The reason why the church is falling is because they have thrown church. They have thrown church in your face. Church in your face. Oh, come to my church. Come to my church. And when they go to church, they have family meals together, but they have not pushed Jesus. We shouldn't worry about the church. We should worry about Jesus. Helping our brothers. Helping our sisters in Christ. Come on, somebody. Stop going on the dark side. You have been going on the dark side long enough. I'm here to tell you that you need to take a stand. Turn around. And start walking towards the light. You've been walking in darkness, America. You have been walking in darkness, but it's time to start walking in the light. You have been walking in darkness. Come on, somebody, but it's time to walk in the light. Are you ready to walk in the light of Jesus? God said, I'd make the dark and the day. He said, they can't intermix together. Jesus and Satan cannot intermix together. Come on, somebody. It's time to stop walking in darkness. It's time to start walking in the light. It's time to start doing what's right. It's time to start seeking out truth. Come on, somebody. We are losing our freedoms. We are losing our constitution. We are losing if we don't start walking in the light of Jesus. small historical churches are going under in this nation. Come on, somebody. We, our small towns, have been obliterated by evil. Come on, somebody. Do you want America back? Do you want Jesus back? Come on, somebody. It's time to take your Jesus, hang him up high, tell him that you love Jesus. It's time that we stop walking in darkness. You know, the Apostle Paul, in 2 Corinthians 6, he means more here than only marrying an unbeliever. It really applies to our environment today, where we let the world influence our thinking. When we are being conformed to this world and not to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Romans 12:2. We are joining together with unbelievers in an ungodly way. This speaks especially to the issue of influence. What is influence? The world has been influenced in you. Paul is not suggesting that Christians never associate with unbelievers. He makes this clear in 1 Corinthians 5:9 through 13. The principle is that we are to be in the world, but not of the world. Like the ship should be in the water, but the water shouldn't be in the ship. But if the world is influencing us, it is clear that we are unequally yoked together with unbelievers. And this unequally yoke or ungodly influence may come through a book, a movie, a television show, a magazine, or even through worldly Christian friends. Stop walking on the dark side. You have been walking on the dark side long enough. It's time that you stop walking on the dark side. Stop walking on the dark side. Lord Jesus, I pray today that whoever is listening to this message will stop walking on the dark side. That they would make a choice on whom they want to follow and whom they want to stand for. Will it be Jesus? Or will it be Lucifer? Will it be Jesus? Or will it be Belial? Well, come on, somebody. Are you going to stand for sovereignty? Or are you going to stand for globalism? It's time that we walk in the light. In Jesus' name, amen. Dream. They make me feel so.